Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we are continuing. Where are we holding again? We are on page Hey Amid Aleph, I think. So we are up to Taf Lamed Gimel Si'if Dalet. And tonight we're Be'ez Hashem doing, am I correct about that? Yeah, I think so. Dalet Hey Vav and Zayin. Sif Dalet says the Shulchan Aruch. Chorei Habayis V'zizin Abolta Me'aksalim. The holes in the house and the ledges that stick out from the wall. Shein Mugvo Marbe V'lo Nemuch Marbe. That are not super high up, nor are they super low down. Tzrichim Bedika. They need Bedika. Aval Agvom Shein Yad Adam Agasham. But those that are so high that people can never possibly reach. V'nemuchim Pachs Mishosh Tvachim. Or those that are so low that they're less than 3 Tvachim off the ground. Einam Tzrichim Bedika. They do not require bedika, says the Mishnah Berurah. Tzricha bedika lefi shederach l'shtavish ben v'yeshlach Hashem nishar shamad chametz. Anything that's at a normal height level, you might use those holes, you might use those ledges to put some chametz on. Pachas mishosh tefachim, but if it's really low down to the ground, shem nistam lo nisham shubo, that you probably don't use it. Avol miyadua lo shem nisham ben chametz bo shoshana, afilu pa machas harehin tzricha bedika. But if you do know that you have used that at some point during that year, then you need bedika. Ubabayish atinokas mitzuyin bo b'chol gav. A very important klal for parents of young families. When there are young children in the house, everything, the bathtub needs bedika, behind the, you know, everything needs bedika, because children get everywhere. Children sometimes put away a little bit of chametz. They get a candy and they want to save it for later and they want to hide it from mommy, so you know, they could put it anywhere. On top of ovens where people do use that space, it requires bedika. And certainly all the holes in the wall or the cabinets around the oven are going to require bedika. Sifhei, gaga yitzia v'amigdol shegagei mishupo neikach ein gagei ruim l'shem tashmish. If you have a slanty roof of even a cabinet or a chest, einam tzrichim bedika. It doesn't require bedika. Afilu heim b'toch habayis. Even though it's inside the house, because everything would slide right off, so you would never use it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Chafal, Vayetzia Binyan Namuch, Yetzia is like a small structure, Vamigdol, Shekorn, Alma Roshafa, it's like a cabinet, Vidarkan Ayulasos, Kagan, Mishapoyin. They used to make slanty roofs on these cabinets. Aval Kagon, Shalan, Shagagagagain, Shava, Vaderk, Lishamisham, but the cabinets that we typically make with a flat top to it, unless you get cabinets that go all the way to the ceiling, sometimes there's a gap between the top of the cabinet and the ceiling, right? Unless you get custom cabinets, the typical cabinets you would get at a Home Depot, there's going to be a gap between the top of the cabinet and the ceiling, and people use that space. So tzarech bedika, that's going to require bedika. V'kolshkin tocha migdol mishtamish b'mchametz levamim, and certainly inside the cabinet, if you sometimes keep chametz in there, odvar mishaderech litlam tocha suda, or you keep things that you might need during the meal, b'vaday tzarech bedika, then it requires bedika. So even if it's a cabinet where you only keep cups and plates and forks and knives, you know, plastic forks and knives and things like that, but you sometimes go for an extra one in the middle of a meal, and therefore it's going to require bedika. In the old days, they used to have flat roofs on all the houses, so they used to use the rooftop, and therefore requires bedika. Our like attics, you know, that are underneath a slanty roof, if people use it, then it requires bedika. Because sometimes you might go there in the middle of your meal with bread in your hand, or canal b'siv gimel. Now, if it's a place where it's going to be a tremendous tircha, so then, you know, to find and to do the bedika, so then you can rely on mechira. It sounds like you're only allowed to rely on mechira if it's a real tircha to find the chametz. Otherwise, you got to really get rid of the chametz. But we'll see later on when we learn dinim of mechiras chametz that that's not necessarily so. Says the Mishnah, says Shulchan Aruch Sivav, refesh shel bakar in tzarech bedika, where cattle stay, does not require bedika. Shemayisham chametz abeimus yichlu, because if there was chametz there, the animals would have eaten it. V'chein lul shel tarnagolim in tzarech bedika, and a chicken coop doesn't need bedika. Shemayisham chametz atarnagolim yichlu, because the chickens would have eaten it. V'chein bedika. The middle of a chatzar doesn't require bedika. Because if there was chametz there, then the birds would have eaten them. The hani mili misafik chametz, but that's only if it's a suffik whether there was chametz there. Aval vaday chametz lo. But we do not rely on the assumption that animals ate up all the chametz when we know for sure that there was chametz. We only rely on that assumption when we're not sure that there was chametz. Says Rama, aval kaman simtav memesiv gimel mavoar demut lach shel chametz makom shofas mitzuyim kol shkein shein tzarich levar misham afilu chametz vaday lach zman nisuro. He says, you know, the Shulchan Aruch is going to say later on in Siman Tav Mem Hey that you're allowed to even throw chametz into the chatzar where the birds are going to go get it. So obviously you're allowed to rely on the fact that the birds ate chametz that you didn't throw there, that you just knew was there. So it seems like a little bit of a stira in the Shulchan Aruch that Rama is asking. That over here the Shulchan Aruch says that if you know bivadai that there was chametz in the chatzar, you cannot rely on the fact that animals eat it. But in Tav Mem Hey he says that you can even put chametz there on purpose and rely on the animals eating it. So sifkat nchavdal and mishmbro lul vuadin karka baishtar nagol mitzuyim sham. Doesn't have to be a chicken coop. It could be your house if you have chickens in your house. Ein tzarich bedika, does not require bedika. Umikal makom tzarich lechabit tachsamitos. But you certainly need to sweep under the beds. Ki lefam nigra shamali deyatar nagol mchaticha gedol shel chametz shiar shalem laachla ola lesiba acheres. Because sometimes there's going to be some piece of chametz that gets stuck in a place where the animal won't have access to it. Umakom shochlan kala shana veleka sham tarnagolin. In a place where you eat all year and there are no chickens around, for sure you need to check under the tables and stuff. Because, you know, under the cushions in your dining room chairs. Of course that needs bedika, because chametz falls there all the time. And some say that even if you have chickens around your house, but you know that you've eaten chametz there not so long ago, that's considered that there was chametz vadeh there, and you cannot rely on the chickens. Because chametz for sure fell on the ground. And as we're saying in this Sif in Shulchan Aruch, the suffik that a chicken might eat it is not enough to address the vadeh problem that there was vadeh chametz there. Emtsa'a shel chatzer, lav davka emtsa'a, doesn't necessarily mean the middle of the chatzer. Do adin letzadeh chatzer, because the same is true when it comes to the sides of the chatzer. Vasi lafuke rachorin shel tzadeh chatzer, tzarech bedika. All we're saying is that if it were in the crevices in the walls of the chatzer, then it would require bedika. But anywhere out on the surface of the chatzer, you can rely that birds are going to come and eat it. Aval vadai, but if you knew for sure that there was chametz there, then you cannot rely on the birds. We do not rely on the birds when it's vadei chametz, and you do need bedika. Because the suffik that the birds might have eaten, it does not address the vadei problem that there was chametz. Certainly, if you have birds inside of a thing, and then there's a ledge on the outside where you put all this chametz gomor, and they eat off of that ledge, and a lot of the chametz gomor lands on the floor. That for sure requires bedika, because the birds can't even get to the chametz that fell. These kernels of grain were soaked in water. They're chametz gomor. So sivkat and chavzayin lo. We said if it's vadeh chametz, then you cannot rely on the birds. Ein magen avam shadaito demashich nisu sham chametz man rav kodem pesach v'samuch pesach nishmar shlo yipol sham chametz ein tzarich livdok. That if you have a place that you brought chametz there, but way before Pesach, and now you've been very careful recently not to bring chametz, then you don't need to do bedikah v'efshar to kol shoshim yom mikri samuch pesach. So as long as in the last 30 days before Pesach, you haven't brought any chametz into that chatzar, even though you know there was vadei chametz in that chatzar prior to that, then you could rely on the birds. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Aval dasa makor chayim tedafka mashaya belel arba asar achar shegiyaz man habedika da'azlo samchin sheyichlu ofos. He's much more makel. He says the only time you cannot rely on the birds is if chametz was there on the night of bedikas chametz. Aval mashaya vadei kodem lezeh, but something that the chametz that was there earlier, lo mikri vadei chametz, that's not called vadei chametz, vein tzarich bedika. And you don't need bedika, you can rely on the birds. So the Ramad then pointed out that it's a stira in the Shulchan Aruch, because even though the Shulchan Aruch over here says that you're not allowed to rely on the birds when you know that there's vadei chametz, later the Shulchan Aruch says you can throw chametz into the middle of the chatzer. So you know, the Achronim work hard to answer the stira. Uledina hiskimu kam achronim, and the achronim come to the conclusion the luchatzer shalom ol shoshutafin also lizro chametz al smach sheyichlu orvim va'ofos, that into your own chatzer you're not allowed to throw chametz relying on birds eating it. V'gam b'diavadim zark tzarich livdok olavair, and even b'diavad if you did throw chametz there you have to go after it and destroy it. Avolamako mufkar l'rabim kagon rechov, but in a hefker place like a public street mutu lahash shulcham chemtzo lafkiru kodim zman isuro, you're allowed to throw chametz there and be mafkirit before the zman iser. So it could be that if you have chametz in a garbage bag you could throw it into a dumpster, into a public dumpster or something like that, although this is a little bit different because over here we're saying that the birds are going to eat it. But even if the birds don't eat it, it's not a big deal because it already left your reshus. Similar to if you had sold it before the Zman Isser. So if you throw it into a publicly owned place before the Zman Isser, so it's not going to be a problem. Siv Zayin. If you have a hole in a wall that separates a Jew and a non-Jewish and another Jewish neighbor, everybody's responsible to do bedika as far as he can reach in that hole. But whatever is beyond your reach, you can rely on bittul. But if your neighbor is a non-Jew, don't go doing bedika in the holes in the walls, because he's going to think that you're doing some sort of sorcery against him, and it's going to be dangerous for you. Whatever you can't reach, you should be mevatel. Because maybe the chametz rolled over there into the place where you can't reach. Meaning, you obviously, if you couldn't reach it, you couldn't have placed anything there. But obviously, you placed it close by, and maybe it got knocked in further where you can't reach it. You could do bittul even if it's vade chametz in there. This is not like you're putting it away in a bar because you didn't actively put it there. And we'll discuss later on if you're allowed to get hana from such chametz after Pesach. Shema yomer kshafim, that the guy might think you're doing kishuf, but mashu mechapis belaylo lora ner b'chor, and so mysterious, you're using candles in the holes in a wall at nighttime. But during the daytime, he won't get suspicious of you, so then you should do bedika on the morning of Erev Pesach. Bali de sakana, so it's going to lead to sakana, the avag of the shluchim mitzvah nizokin, even though nothing happens bad to shluchim mitzvah, hecha de shchiach hezeka shiny. When it's shchiach hezeka, then that's different. Ve'afshe patru mitam zem mi bedika balayla, and even though we exempt him for this reason from bedika at night, mikamakum bitul tzarech, but you still need bitul. Ve'kasva achronim de gam bevad. And the Achronim say that even on Vadei Chametz, that's in these holes in the wall, you don't need to do Bedika at night, but you should do it the next day when it's light out. But of course, you're still going to require a Bittul Chametz. So let's review what we learned tonight. In Sif Dalet, we said that any place that's very high and very low, it's not Shaykh, you would keep Chametz, you don't have to check, but anywhere in between, you do have to check. We said that rooftops that are flat and usable need to be checked for chametz, but slanty rooftops do not need to be checked for chametz. We said that places where animals come in and are likely to eat whatever chametz there is, you don't have to check for chametz, but that's only when it's a suffix. But if you know that there's vadei chametz there, Shulchan Aruch says you do have to check such places for chametz, even though the Rama points out that it's a stira, because elsewhere the Shulchan Aruch says you could just throw the chametz into such a place, and we were miyashiv the stira by saying you could throw it into a public place. But if it's a private place, then it has to be safek chametz. You cannot rely on animals eating vadei chametz. And then we said that if you have a hole in the wall that separates your home from another Jew's home, you do bedikas chametz as far as you can reach, and the rest you rely on bittul. With the non-Jew's home, don't do bedikas chametz at night, only do bedikas chametz during the daytime, because he'll be choshed you for kishuf. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we will continue on Sunday with Se'if Ches. Everyone have a wonderful evening.